Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Black Mesa Coal Slurry Line to be punished for illegally polluting Arizona streams. America's only long-distance coal slurry line has been spilling tons of toxic coal slurry in increasing amounts along its 273-mile route across Arizona, the Sierra Club announced recently. Documents obtained by the Sierra Club from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency reveal that the Black Mesa pipeline has had 15 unauthorized discharges of coal slurry in the past 2 years, 8 of which were in the last 9 months. One spill, for example, released an estimated 500 tons of toxic coal slurry into Willow Creek, a tributary of the Big Sandy River in northwestern Arizona. On January 19th of 2002, the Black Mesa Pipeline Incorporated reported to Arizona Department of Environmental Quality that the pipeline had burst and spilled 500 tons of toxic coal slurry into Willow Creek that stretched over half a mile. The Willow Creek spill ran for 1 to 2 hours before it was shut down, leaving sludge 8 inches deep in some areas. Black Mesa Pipeline Incorporated failed to report the spill, as required by a recent consent decree, to the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality in a timely manner. Sierra Club reported that Arizona Department of Environmental Quality and EPA will soon announce civil fines of $100,000 to $800,000. According to the documents, criminal charges might be brought against Fred Remington, president of Black Mesa Pipeline Incorporated, for knowingly withholding information on the spill on Willow Creek and other areas. Black Mesa Pipeline Incorporated and Peabody Coal Company operate the 273-mile-long coal slurry line that transports Peabody coal from Black Mesa to the Mojave Generating Station at Laughlin, Nevada. The Black Mesa slurry line has been under continued pressure by the Sierra Club and other organizations like Black Mesa Trust, Black Mesa Water Coalition, and the National Resources Defense Council for the pipeline's depletion of pristine drinking water below Black Mesa for the past 30 years. Peabody Coal Company and Black Mesa Pipeline Incorporated have shared the operations of the slurry line on the Black Mesa mine on the Navajo and Hopi reservations that uses 1.3 billion gallons of Ice Age water deposited in the Navajo aquifer below Black Mesa. This pipeline is a relic of the past, and these fines are just a band-aid. The pipeline should be shut down immediately to protect not only the Anw Aquifer, but also the land surrounding the slurry line, said Sierra Club Southwest Representative Andy Bessler. Black Mesa Pipeline must be held accountable since they have been spilling toxic coal slurry in remote places like Willow Creek. We expect environmental justice will be served to Black Mesa Pipeline for their careless pollution and to Peabody Coal for their careless waste of pristine drinking water. After EPA and Arizona Department of Environmental Quality sued BMPI, settled out of court in 2001 for $140,000 in fines through a consent decree made early in July of 2001, there have been, according to Arizona Department of Environmental Quality documents, 8 unauthorized releases of coal slurry from the Black Mesa pipeline. Part of the consent decree calls for BMPI to clean up the spills in a timely manner. But on Monday, August 5th, Jeff Gray Eyes of the Black Mesa Water Coalition and Kara Valling of the Sierra Club investigated the Willow Creek spill and found that wet slurry still sits in a wash above Willow Creek despite the promised cleanup by BMPI. I was disgusted at the magnitude of the spill, said Jeff. It is obvious that BMPI is having problems with the slurry line. According to Arizona Department of Environmental Quality staff, 95% of the Willow Creek spill is cleaned up, but Kara Valling found otherwise. BMPI is scrambling to clean up, but we saw with our own eyes they are not doing a good job. The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality and the Environmental Protection Agency are in the process of building a case for prosecution against BMPI. Robert Casey, a representative from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, told the Sierra Club that this will not just be a slap on the wrist. Sierra Club estimates that BMPI could be fined between $1 and $800,000. The decision is expected in the next couple of weeks. We thank the Sierra Club for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.